the baby whisperer, rediscovering the universe within. There is something sacred about a baby in a tiny, luminous being. We glimpse not only the start of a human life, but the very essence of all beginnings. Every newborn carries a quiet echo of the cosmos itself. All beginnings are connected. All beginnings are one. They are the source of everything. The mother and father who brings a child into the world are, in the deepest sense, expressions of the beginning of the universe. We are born within the universe. The universe is our mother and father. We are children of the stars, born from the same energy that created galaxies, time and space. So this is the wonder. When you were born, the universe was born with you. In that first breath, the whole existence stepped into time. Your beginning was its beginning. The miracle is immense, almost incomprehensible. Imagine a baby. Look at the baby, really look. Then turn that gaze inward and see yourself as you once were, a little tiny, boundless baby with pure potential. In that moment of your origin, you were not only arriving on Earth, you were the universe awaking. Your parents were the vessels, but your true parent was the whole of creation, the universe itself. Every creature that enters this world is a child of the universe. Know this. And then you know you are a miracle that transcends space and time, because the universe transcends space and time. Space and time are children of the universe, just like you are a child of the universe. Time is not a straight line. It's a pulsation. It breathes outward from the eternal whole into the realm of form and experience, then inhales, returns, only to begin again. This is the cycle. To touch the beginning, to truly meet the baby we once were, we must release our ordinary sense of time. Step out of the chronology and into their presence. When we go back when you go to the baby you once were, your body becomes smaller, but your consciousness expands. On the level of pure being, you are everything, the full cosmos waiting quietly within, within that little child, within the little baby. As you grow up, you begin to define yourself. This is me. That is not me. Through countless choices, joys and sorrows, pain and happiness, you create a personality, an earthly self that navigates this world. The shaping is beautiful and necessary. It is how the universe enriches itself. Through your life, with all its triumphs and heartbreaks, you add something unique and irreplaceable to existence. Your laughter, your tears, your love, your struggle, they are part of the cosmos. They are the cosmos experiencing itself. Yet, this creates the great human challenge. How do we reconcile the both? We are vast, eternal beings. We are the cosmos, the universe, and yet we are tiny, fragile human beings walking through pain, longing, and limitation. How can we be both? We can only find the answer in the acceptance that we are both. We are both. Without our earthly journey, its beauty, its loneliness, its wounds, we would withhold a precious part of reality from the whole. Without the universe, our human life would have no ground, no depth, no true belonging. Only by knowing ourselves as the universe, we can fully experience the pain of loneliness and the sweetness of connection, the miracle of love. Both poles are essentials. Both poles are essentials to be one. The personal and universal need each other to be complete, to be whole. And the living key to understanding is this little baby inside you. For there, both meet. In the baby, when you experience a baby, you see the universe, and yet you see a very tiny, lovely human being. so precious. So vulnerable. And in this baby, you touch the wonder. The beginning and the end are there. They are one. They are the universe, whole, alive, and ever renewing. There, when you see this baby, when you feel this child inside you, there, in the sacred space, you see the cosmos smiling at you. You are the miracle. You are the pulsation of life itself. You are always a child of the universe. Thank you for listening.